the National Park System wants to remove William Penn from the park that was created in 1982, only about 40 years ago. And it was a park that was centered around his house. So they go to William Penn's historical house. They named the area after the ship that brought William Penn over. And they're going to purge William Penn. Now, you and I know that William Penn, the Quaker leader, never owned any slaves. So what was his crime? Well, his crime is that he was the founder of our civilization that they wish to destroy. You see, they're going to take him down for what purpose? To make it about Native Americans, they said. Well, I'm a Native American. I had an interview yesterday with a news network, the Unity News Network out of the UK. And he asked me, he said, where are you from in Europe? I said, I have no idea where people came from. I'm a Native American. We've been here for so many centuries in my family that we don't identify with anything else. So don't talk to me about Native Americans. Let me say something about this. You know, it's great. You got some tribes that had some forms of government and it inspired, you know, we learned things from the Native American Indians and they learned some things from us. But they did not create respect for the free exercise of religion. That was largely the work of people like William Penn. William Penn, who defied official state churches that tried to lock him down and defy his conscience, he defied that in the UK. And he was arrested for that. And the people who refused to convict him, the jury foreman and the other people, when they let him go, they were jailed by the judge. And then their lawyer said, what crime did they commit? Because they just nullified a bad law. There was no question that Penn had violated that law. So they said, what law did he violate? That helped to establish habeas corpus. And the judge says, there's no law saying that jurors can't nullify the law. And so that established jury nullification. And then William Penn came to the United States and he established Pennsylvania and the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. By removing William Penn, they are trying to remove the foundations of our society. It wasn't Indians who gave us jury nullification, freedom of speech, free exercise of religion, and other things like that. He needs to be, and we need to honor those foundational values. And that's what they seek to destroy. The statue of William Penn is not important, except for the fact that it represents that. These people in the Biden administration understand that that's what William Penn represents. You need to understand that as well. And there's a Breitbart article, and it has the comment period, as if they care. They may care if they get a sufficient volume. But if you want to write them and complain about that, you can find the article at Breitbart. And they've got the email address, the snail mail address, that you can send complaints about this purging of American culture and American values that are despised by this foreign federal government of ours. They're foreign to everything that is American. They want to destroy everything that is American, and they want to destroy the foundations of Western civilization, the rule of law, jury nullification, and all those things that are so important that have given us the kinds of freedoms that we have enjoyed.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.